Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
God, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Lord God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity we have to be on this That's on this air tonight. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for this great radio show. Lord God, we bless your name, Lord God. We praise you even in advance for what you're about to do. Lord, speak to us, oh God. Lord, let your word come alive like never before in Jesus' name as we hear, as we receive, as we go forth in Jesus' name. Thank you for the changes happening even as we speak right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. We speak even to this very atmosphere. We charge it with the anointing right now in Jesus' name. Thank you from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. We are blessed and going. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, and not going out, not coming in. Lord, thank you for this word tonight, even in advance, we receive it now. Lord, thank you for opening up hearts, oh God. Thank you for living those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Let us receive that word tonight, oh God. It's going to change our lives. It's going to cause change and more, cause movement, motivation, momentum in our lives, oh God. Thank you for shifting, oh God, the momentum in our lives, causing us to be able to move forward, even with the spirit of acceleration, that you should cause us to excel into greatness, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence right now, Lord God. Touch each and every heart, even as they hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank you, Lord God, for direction, for clarity, even revelation in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for rebuke, correction, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, anything that you need to do to get the point to our hearts, oh God. Thank you for doing it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for even for the whirlwind, Lord God, your presence, oh God. Thank you for you coming in like a mighty rushing wind, moving things around, shifting things where it need to be, Lord, causing divine alignment, Lord God, divine distribution of your spirit, even as you continue to let your spirit flow, even into this atmosphere, through every phone line, into every heart, Lord, that's listening, that's hearing, in Jesus' name, so Father, thank you, Lord God, for apostolic instruction, apostolic strength, even prophetic movement, prophetic utterance, in Jesus' name, so God, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do, so Lord God, we bless you, and we thank you, Lord God, submit myself unto you, authority, your power, your presence, your power. Holy Spirit, do what you desire to do, Lord God. I yield myself to you, Lord. All that I am, I give to you. And Lord, thank you that you'll let your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. Well, honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Welcome, amen, to each and every. Welcome each and every one to this Blog Talk Hour equals a flat hour. Amen. Just want to give you a heads up before we start. In a few more weeks, in the beginning of the next month, we will be making some changes. Amen. We're going to make some good positive changes. We're going to do some reconstruction even to the show. Amen. It's going to make it even better, more effective. Glory to God. And give some things a boost at least. And because we definitely want to shift along with God. We don't want to be behind God, we'll be before God, but we want to be with God as we go to another place in Him. So we just want to encourage your hearts. Definitely listen to the first Sunday in June, and we're going to be definitely do some things a little differently. We've changed the name and everything. So just get ready. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be powerful, awesome move of God. And truly want you to be part of it. Come on in and truly bless us with your presence as we go in and go forth in the things of God, as we continue to let Him shift, change us, move us in the direction He would have us to be and go. And we're looking for an exciting time in the Lord, looking for greater things coming forth, amen. And we will be coming forth with some other details about some different things, different conferences and different things coming, you know, soon to the Carolinas. And so we want to just definitely keep you encouraged and let you know the word is alive. And let's hear and receive what thus saith the Lord tonight. Amen. So just be encouraged. Share the call. Matter of fact, you can share on your Facebook page about the call tonight. Let others know. They may need a word from the Lord. They may need something from God tonight. And we're going to just let God do what He has to do. And I thank God for all the participants. Just, you know, for those who've been here for the years we've been here and doing. And we thank you. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for the station allowing us to be here. Didn't have to be, but they've been a blessing to us. And we thank God for being able to be a blessing to them as well, even to you for listening for faithfully for the years, for four or five years now. I mean, actually, it's the fifth year anniversary, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, just truly thank you for just support, for those constantly being supporting us, because we was on for a little while first before we actually kind of formally named things and stuff. So, but amen. So as we get ready to go forward, let's get ready to get into the word tonight. So we'll continue, and this is the fifth part of Lord, rebuild me again. But we're going to we're shifting right now. Instead of rebuilding, now we're kind of going into a forward place, forward direction. And we will actually turn with us to Nehemiah chapter 3. And I'll read a few verses out here, and then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1. Okay, as we go forth, let's go to Nehemiah chapter 2. So we'll start in Nehemiah chapter 2, then we'll move into chapter 3. Okay, verse 19. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the servant, and the Ammonite, and Geshem, the Arabian, heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us, and said, "What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king?" Then answered I them and said to them, "The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build. But you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." Amen. And we're going to read verse 1 and 2. And then Elisha, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built the shepherd gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Nea. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananel. Then next unto him built the men of Jericho. Then next to them built Zechariah, the son of Imri. Now, I just know this continues on going about different ones doing their part, building their section of the wall, and also repairing it, and also setting up the doors and the locks on it, and it's sanctified, because if you notice the first one in this section of verse 3 and 1, the priest started it. So it started with the house. You can either say the house of God or the man of God. He was the priest. He did his first, sanctified and prepared. And from that place, they went on blessing it and preparing it. So wonder, so tonight, in that fashion, we're going to talk about. Now we're talking, glorious, maybe assessments of glorious, see what's happening to our lives. We see where we are. So now we're moving forward. The word tonight, we're going to talk about life will be what you make it. Subtitle, Back to Creation. Life will be what you make it. Now that goes in several different ways, because life is going to be what you make it. Where you are right now, going forward, is going to be what you make it. Whatever work you put into it, whatever time you put into it, whatever you speak, whatever you do into it, is going to be what you make it. So if you do nothing, if you make nothing, it's going to be nothing. It's not going to shape up or ship out the way it needs to, because if you don't actively be involved or take advantage or do in your life, you just accepting whatever it is, it's just going to be what it is. And this is not where God wants to be. And so, as we can see, so he says, so the word tonight, life will be what you make it, is subtitle, Back to Creation. So this is letting us know we have to know, in order for us to rebuild. Now we also have to get back to the place of creation. We have to get back to that place. Now, let's go, before I begin to start rolling, let's go to Genesis chapter 1. I guarantee this is all going to make some sense, and just hold on with me, work with me here. We're going to definitely get to that rock, place of rock, the rock and roll. All right, so here we go. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. Now, see, back to creation, see? In the beginning, God created. So we're going back to the place in the, to the beginning. To, you know, so we're talking about a new start rebuilding. Well, guess what? In the beginning, God created. So what are we doing? God, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void. See, some things in our life right now is just without form. It doesn't look like what we want to look like. It doesn't feel like the way we want to feel. It's not making sense. It's just kind of out there. And darkness was upon the face of the earth. Some of the situations are kind of dark right now. It doesn't look favorable. It doesn't feel favorable. It just feels like, man, I got to start all over again. I mean, it just looks like no promise, you know, but don't be moved by that. Don't get discouraged. Okay, and the darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the Spirit of God moved. I want you to catch that. The Spirit of God moved. Now, remember, we are a tripartite being. We are a spirit that possesses a soul and live in a body. Now, what I'm saying to you is this. And so the situation was what it was. Earth was a form without void. Then the second part of part two says, and the Spirit of God moved. I want you to catch that with your spirit. Understand, nothing will happen the way you need to happen in your life till you move. The Spirit of God moved. So we cannot sit there and watch life just be what it is. We can't sit there and just accept whatever the devil want to give us or life want to give us and just say, okay, well, I guess this is meant to happen like this. No. We cannot just sit there and just watch things happen, y'all. If you now to the place of rebuilding, when we talk about rebuilding, now we're going forward. We're going to construct a new life. We're going to begin to do some things differently than what we did before. We're not going to repeat or have sequels of the way things used to be. Now we must change. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, but yet expecting something different. That's crazy. So we're not playing the crazy game. We're not going through that. We're not doing that. We're not even looking at direction. So the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. See, you know, when we look at it, the earth, of course, without shape, without form of void, the earth was also a place of planting, but guess what? We were also made from the earth. So God was moving upon the situation that needed to be changed, needed to be created. God was moving. He the material that needed to be shifted, the things that needed to be done, he let his spirit move upon those things. So it's time for us to move upon this life of ours and not just sit there and just let things happen or just see how it was or how it is and just accept that. You know, so you got to be creative now. This is your life. You have to take authority. And so this is what we have to do. We have to take authority over what God has given us to. And God said, now God didn't just sit there and play in darkness or just let the world be what it was. He didn't just leave it in the state that is in. God said, let there be light, and there was light. See, he spoke a thing. Now, when he spoke that, God didn't have any doubt what he was speaking. Catch this by your spirit. Do not be speaking things that you don't first believe. You don't have time to just sit there and just take whatever life just wanted to throw you. Nor do you deserve that. And some things won't change until you change. And some things won't move until you speak. Okay? Let's go to Romans. Book of Romans. Let's go to Romans 1 to say 4. Okay, 4. Okay, let's go to verse 16. There it is, of faith, that it might be by grace. Let's see. Oh, let me go back. Let's go back to verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So looking at Abraham, he's being the father of us all, and it's the law did not give him or bring this or make this promise to him or would bring this thing to pass or make things happen. This covenant was not built on the law, but it was through a relationship with God because of righteousness of faith, in faith. So the way it happened, he had to believe and take God at his word. So even as we taking God at his word, even as we hear and we'll read and hear his word and take it in, we have to believe, we have to speak it, we have to apply it to our lives. We just can't sit there and just watch things happen once again. And we see things in the state that it's in. Is we have a responsibility according to the faith that of Abraham, of course, according to the not necessarily the faith of Abraham, but because of the faith of Abraham, we have an inherited right to change. Okay, we also have the authority to bring change. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, he who quickened the dead and called those things to be not as though they were. I'm going to read that verse again in the LT version. That is which the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in God, in the God who brings the dead, creates new things out of nothing. I want you to catch that tonight. He is a God that creates new things out of nothing. You have the same ability to create things out of nothing. Your life may not look like what you want to look like right now. It may not have had the reputation or you may not have had the experience of the life that you do what you want to be from the times past, from before this point on back. Things may not have gone your way, but thanks be to God, because of faith, because of his word, you know, you have the ability to change that. Don't put your future in hope in other people thinking that they can do it. But God has given you the opportunity, given you the equipment to make this thing happen. So hold your head up, shift your heart, and begin to dream again. Begin to allow that creative side of you to begin to be stirred up. Don't allow just because of what your past failures or your unsuccessful runs on some things or unsuccessful times. Don't let that dictate your future. Guess what? That's the past, and that's the past. I'm gonna even go to the next level and even say this. Don't sit there and brag about past accomplishments, and you ain't doing nothing now. See, the thing is, that was then, this is now. So what the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. not yesterday's faith. Some of us have done some great things in the past, and praise God what you've accomplished in the past. But what you've done then is irrelevant now, because in a sense of this is a new day, new time, new area, a new opportunity. So don't, you can't sit there and hold on and brag about the past and not be active in your presence so you can have a future. So we have to be able to go forth and do some things, get some things accomplished. So life is what you make it. And then we want to all, then, so we're focusing and pointing you back to this place. Now it's time to go back to creation. We have to go back to the place of being creative. We have to go back to getting out of the box. Some of us have gotten so comfortable in the box. When I say in the box, we're talking about just, you know, things just randomly happening, or, and just doing whatever people may ask them to do, or having no drive about life, no desire, afraid to take chances, afraid to step out on faith, afraid to be tried by the fire. We want an easy life instead of a life that's productive by faith. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. See, so, you know, we talk about how things are so challenging, but listen, without the challenge, you won't be challenged to create. The challenges in our life are the challenges for us to create. This, it gives us the opportunity. It gives us the motivation to move. It gives us a heart to change. See, some things, if we let things be the way it is, you know, as far as if we just do what we're comfortable in doing, we would never be challenged. We would never see the greater things come forth. We would not see the things We will never see the things that God really wants us to have, because why? We live in a limited life. We live in a safe life. God did not call us to be safe. Okay? That, because, listen, the Bible did not say we walk by safe and not by sight. You know, if God wanted us to live a safe life, there would be no need for faith. Because, see, remember now, faith takes you out of the box. Being saved puts you in the box. Being comfortable and safe is not what God has called us to live. We are believers. We live and function because of the way we believe and who we believe in, the source of our strength and the strength of our life. So when it comes down to it, if we're not living a life of faith, then we're not living. You have been called to believe. God is putting a demand on the anointing on your life, because he's calling you, drawing you to a place that he is drawing. See, we're not going to find God in the safe places in life, in the sense of just being saved and just not. If that is the case, then even Jesus himself did not live a safe life. He spoke up when everyone else would have been silent. He dared to assemble disciples that people would, you know, he didn't get the people's choice. My God. See, the disciples were not necessarily the people's choice, but they were chosen by Jesus, selected, handpicked by him to be his disciples. And see, and all of them came from different varieties of life. So it wasn't just guys in the good old boy club, or it wasn't just guys in the perfect gentlemen. No, he had guys who had flaws, issues, challenges, who had past failures and some past success, but who didn't do the things that people always would want them to do. I mean, they were not the perfect people. And so even for us, you know, we have to remember, you know, God didn't call us to live a safe life, a life of no challenges. That's why, you know, without challenges, some of us, we won't pray. And without the challenges of life, we won't see the hand of God. Come on now. If Jesus, if there was no need for a situation, let me think of one here. But if the woman did not have an issue of blood, we wouldn't have seen the miracle that was done. And she stepped out on faith. She challenged her own faith and believed and prophesied. See, she, matter of fact, thank you, Holy Spirit. She was a perfect example of it. She's a perfect candidate of what we're talking about tonight. she had a messy situation. She and Jesus was right there. She had to press her way through all those people, probably being stomped on, kicked on, eating some dirt, to get to Jesus. Come on now. Some of us have gone through so much just to get in the presence of God. The week got crazy, the people got crazy, the church got crazy, the husband, wife done lost their mind, all kind of crazy stuff that happened in the week, during the day. Got through the first hot argument, frustrated, just aggravated, everything aided. I mean, whatever, it just irritated, just whatever, whatever. Just so much happened. It was not an easy pathway for you to get to the presence of God, but you had to press. You had to be determined. You had to just, you begin to tell yourself, if I can just. See, you don't realize that there's been times in your life you had to prophesy. You may not have identified it as prophecy. You didn't say, "Thus saith the Lord." No. You didn't come out of it like that. But you have said, you know, if I can, Lord, if you just help me do this, I can do this, I can get this here, I can do that. I mean, you begin to speak some things. And when you started speaking, that's when you started moving. See, some things are not going to change your life until we start speaking some things and start prophesying, start declaring, decreeing, and start moving at the same time. So here it is. So life is going to be what it is, but it's going to be what you make. If you don't be creative, if you don't start speaking some things are not going to move, and it will not be what God intended for it to be. We can hope and pray. But at the same time, if we don't speak and move and pursue, we will not have the woman with the issue of blood, perfect example. She pressed through. My God, she pressed through. And when she did that, let's go there. God done shift me already. My God. Let's go there. Amen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, some of us are bleeding with some issues. Some of us just got some things going on that it looks like no end. It just looks like, man, God, you know what? This is not working. I don't know what to do here. I don't even know what to say. This thing don't look favorable for me. I mean, it's not even making sense. What I've trusted in has failed. What I thought was what it is not. You know, what I've learned to trust in, as far as in with people and my little system, it is not moving, it's not working. sometimes we have little things that we do, but sometimes that thing don't work, you know. And so here, let's go to Mark chapter 5. Let's go to Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Says a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Some of us have been in the state that we've been in for a long period of time. Some of us have just come into it. Some of us are trying to get out of it. You know, the fact of the matter is, some of us have been, you're in a place. You're in a place right now to where, you know, you need to see some change. You need to have something different. Some things, different things need to happen. Okay? And, you know, has suffered many things of many physicians. Some of us have suffered things from many different people in many situations. Some of us have gotten tried on every side recently. Some of us are still being tried on every side, even as we speak. All right? He goes on to say, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. I mean, Lord have mercy. Let's talk about that for a second. I remember some weeks back, I had to, I was working and stuff, and all of a sudden I was driving, and I hit this pregnant bump in the road. I call it a pregnant bump. It was a big, high bump in the road, but I, of course, by it was at nighttime. So when I saw it, I was already emotional, and I went over it, and it didn't feel good how I went over it. I said, oh, man, that didn't feel good. So an hour later, I went to my next stop and do something and pick something up. And all of a sudden, I came out of the car, but when I got in the car to go inside, I look, it's a big black puddle of oil coming from my car. I'm like, oh, my God. I just was like, you know, and this was 11 o'clock at night. I'm trying to figure out what in the world I'm going to do. Oh, man, it was such a mess of situation. So I somehow got from there and maybe we did drop off where I need to drop off and got try to get to a gas station to kind of just regroup and see where I am and try and get to a good place where I can just park and just kind of, I was an hour and a half away from home. I couldn't go anywhere. So here it is. I found myself in a place to where I'm like, man, God, I don't know what. I felt like trash in this. I'm saying I did not feel good at all. I mean, it almost, and one thing I could do was be quiet. The same thing I tell you, sometimes we're going through some stuff, the best thing we can do is just be quiet. You know, if we can't see nothing good, don't see nothing at all. Because we will be getting, you see. See, if I started speaking how I was feeling, I would have found myself deeper and deeper in the abyss. Because I wasn't going to say nothing good. And all these things was going wrong, and I couldn't speak nothing right. In, according to my flesh. So until I was lined up with my spirit man and really caught a grip to what's going on to really speak something, I just be quiet. And so what ended up happening, it went to the next day. But this thing cost me $1,265 to get my oil pan done because it had a hole in it and it was cracked inside. It was an unfortunate situation. But the fact of the matter is I had to go through it. I had to press my way. It was uncomfortable. It was everything. But at the same time, I had to allow, you know, I had to go through it. There was no easy way out, no back door, you know. So I was challenged with the situation. And then a week or two later, once the car was fixed, a couple of weeks later, I had rent. So what I'm saying is this. We sometimes we are challenged on every side. But you can't get so caught up on what's coming tomorrow. You have to deal with today. And you have to deal with the moment that you're in. But speaking positive, saying, keeping your head in the midst of the battle. Because sometimes there's things that happen so fast and so hard, it'll knock us. And if we're not careful, we'll start speaking some things that's going to work against us. Be careful in your times of going through. Be mindful of what you're creating. Don't create a bigger mess by speaking a mess. Be careful not to create a disaster by speaking disaster. You know, things may be bad, but things could be worse. Keep speaking. See, if you start speaking some things that's not good, you're only adding to the problem and not taking away. I mean, it was a tough situation. I had to persevere. I had to keep my head. Don't let pride come in because, you know, I'm going through. You know, I had to kind of put this aside and at the same time, I had to see the good out of the situation. If I do that, I didn't look at anything good can come out of it. But at the same time, I had to remember, I'm not going through this for no reason. Remember this. You're not going through for no reason. There's a reason why you're going through. There's a reason why God allowed you to be in this situation. That thing did not surprise God. God was not shocked that my car was broken, that I went through this. He wasn't shocked. He was, oh, my God, my child. You didn't know. Matter of fact, God allowed me to be chosen to go through that. He considered me. So because he considered me, now why would I lose my head? Why do I need to lose my head? So, no, not saying, no, listen, I'm not trying to be no superhero or Superman and make it seem like I wasn't challenged by it. Don't get me wrong, because the brother was not. Because, you know, that's money and time I lost, and you know, it was high. And I mean, hearing how much I had to pay is like, oh, that wasn't my plan for this month. But the fact of the matter is, it was here. I had to look at it. I had to deal with it. And I couldn't. It was not good for me to allow myself to get so frustrated until I can't even function. See, remember this. Remember, don't get so caught up on your problem, but always remember your God. I didn't know how it was going to work out. I didn't know how his name was going to pan out the next week later or so. Because like I said, his rent was coming up. Now I can look back and say and see my God. He brought us through it. It wasn't easy. We walked this thing by faith and not by sight. See, when we want an easy walk, an easy run, then listen, that ain't what God calls to. He didn't call us to this place to be a little safe place that some people think what it means to be saved. That's not what God wants to do. Okay, man, I'm just going here. But, you know, we have to realize that God is allowing us to go through some things for this season, you know, and so don't let it get to you so much so that you can't function, you can't hear from God because you're so wrapped up, so worried, so stressed out about what's going on. Come on now, don't lose your head. This did not surprise God, so don't let it surprise you. No, don't let it surprise you. You know, God knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows what it takes, you know, what it took for you to get in. He knows what it takes for you to get out. So, amen, God has not forgotten you. All right. So the rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, he came in the press behind and touched his garment. See, we have to get in a place to where we start, rather than speaking a whole bunch of stuff, maybe even some negative stuff, get into a place of prayer so we can pray, so we can really touch Jesus, touch him to where he can do whatever situation he can need to bring forth or manifest in our situation, they can be manifested instead of allowing our flesh and our emotions to have a field day. Okay, some of us are too emotionally led. We don't say nothing unless, you know, or when it comes down to it, we let our emotions get crazy. We start saying a whole bunch, oh, man, this stuff always happened to me. Oh, man, I never. We start speaking these absolute words, start saying all kinds of stuff. And we wonder why we, quote, unquote, always in a rut. You're creating your ruts. Stop speaking what you're feeling. You speaking, listen, let me say this. It's a too far saying here. Emotions. You are made to have emotions. You are also made to express them. Now, you are made to express, not be led by your emotions. There's a difference between expressing your emotions and then being led by your emotions. Hear what I'm saying. There's a difference. Well, we have the right to expression, but we don't have the right to be led by our emotions. We're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God, not led by our emotions. When we start being led by our emotions, it's only going to be disaster. It's going to look crazy. It's going to look schizophrenic. Why? Because when you're happy one moment, sad one moment. You do this one moment, that one. You this and that. I mean, we start doing stuff, it's not stable. Emotions are never stable. Emotions are kind of, you know, it is what it is. One minute is this way, that's something that. It can change. Emotions can change subject to a dime, just like that. But when we are led by the Spirit of God, we trust our God versus trusting our emotions, we will make a lot better decisions. Trust our spirit, man. Trust the leading of the Spirit of God. Versus making our own, rather than making a bunch of emotional decisions. So that's very important. Don't get caught being led by your emotions. Be led by the Spirit of God. Don't get caught. You know, it's very easy because things go through things and it feels a certain kind of way, and you don't look good, like, the way we want it, and that's the reality of it. But no, the facts of it. But now we live by faith and not by sight. The Bible didn't say we walk by facts and not by sight. And it didn't say that we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh man. So amen. So stick with the faith, not facts. Facts are facts. These are dead statements that are true in the sense of the it is actually what it is. But we walk by faith, not by facts. We walk by faith, not by facts. The fact could be you have a cold, head cold. But the truth is that by his stripes, you're healed. So instead of believing and staying on the facts, now, I'm not saying the facts does not exist, okay? The facts do exist. But this is also, your true reality is the truth of the Word of God. This natural world is one thing, but the spirit world is even more real. So we walk by faith, not facts. Goes on verse 27 says, when he heard, when she heard Jesus, okay, I'm sorry, verse 28. She said, if I may touch his clothes, I should be whole. So she released something. She released that word from her spirit. If I touch him, if I touch his garment, I can be made whole. She isn't about to touch his leg, to touch his hand. She said, just touch his garment. I mean, that's some serious faith. She said, if I touch his garment, touch his clothes, I should be made whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. You see, she spoke it, and she did it. She spoke it, and she moved, and she did it. Spoke it, move, do it. Speak, move, do it. Speak, move, do it. Speak it. Release it. Move on it. Accomplish it. It's done. Very simple principle that she put in action, she accomplished it. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue of love. Listen, the thing is, because of her, the pureness of her faith, the sincerity of her faith, she pulled so hard on the anointing of Jesus that it got his attention. Come on now. Are we pulling on God that much that we get his attention? Are we pulling is our faith really pulling that strong enough to where it gives God attention? Or are we playing around? We just, you know, just being common. See, there's no need to be common in your faith. God didn't call you to be common. See, she pulled so hard, and that once again, she just touched his clothes. Virtue, anointing, left his body. And she just touched his clothes. She didn't even touch, it wasn't even skin contact. She just touched his clothes. And the fountain of her blood was dried up. The blood had to dry up because she had spoke. She said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. And the thing is, she still wasn't whole yet. But the blood dried up. She stopped bleeding. Okay? She stopped bleeding. And then she goes on to say, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she had, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She felt in her body that she was healed. Okay? And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press. And he said, who touched my clothes? Listen, hold up. He didn't say, who touched my leg? He said, who touched my clothes? That goes to show you, the clothes that he wore was so anointed. And he was so one with this stuff that he recognized someone just touched. Let me make it plain. Jesus knew she touched the clothes. This is where the giftings were kicked in. He knew the word, the gift knowledge. He knew that she did it. He knew exactly who touched him. He said, "Who touched my clothes?" He said, "Who touched my clothes?" He said, "Who touched my clothes?" He identified exactly what she said that she was going to do. He knew she touched his clothes. It wasn't even his hand. It wasn't even his leg. Who touched my clothes? And so the disciples were like, "What? Jesus tripping? Now, hold on now. All these people here around you." Go ahead to that verse again. And he says, verse 31. And his disciples said to him, "See, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, who touched me?" and he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Jesus knew who he was looking for. All the people were touching him. Were they touching his clothes? Yes, they were making contact. Well, let me say this. They were touching, but she made true contact. Their contact was solid to where he knew virtue had left him. He knew it just wasn't a simple touch. It wasn't just a tap. He knew it was a serious withdrawal that was taken from him. Someone receives some serious anointing. She pulled. How many times have we pulled on God for real? How long will we just sit there and watch our life just be what it is rather than really pull on God? Okay, God, what is it that you want me to do? What do you want me to speak today? What do I need to create that's going to happen for my life that's going to cause some change to take place? Why are you so still in the same situation you've been in years? Some things have not changed because we have not spoken. We have not addressed some things in our lives. When we talk about addressing some things, okay, you know, there's some things. I remember one time I had a sty in my eye. You know, it's a little where you have your tear duct, you have a bump that comes up. And you know, the thing is, I know the word of God. I knew the word. But for some reason, I just didn't deal with the situation. I just didn't deal with it. Why? I don't even know why. I couldn't even begin to tell you why I didn't even deal with this thing. I don't know. But what I do know is this. I allowed it to become something that it should never have. I sit there and allowed it to become a big bump to where, you know, I had to go and get this thing drained because I allowed it. Because it wasn't like I didn't know that it was there or didn't know what was going on, but I just didn't take authority over it. I just didn't use what I had. How many times in our life that we've had situations, especially during our Christian walk, that we just had speak the right thing, and we bonded up and took authority over it, that it would have changed our whole condition. See, when we change our speech, our life will line up. Some things won't line up and change until we speak the right thing, until we speak those things that we need to speak. Some things are going to be exactly what it is. Why? Because we need to change. We won't say nothing different. Instead of us keep repeating the problem, why not repeat the solution or speak the solution? See, we just have to begin to take authority over that. We try to hold us hostage. We're trying to see a certain way in our life. We need to know that, you know, things will change if we speak. We cannot be afraid to speak against. Anyone desire to speak, have a prayer request tonight. If you need prayer according to your faith or for your faith tonight, if you're looking at your situation now and it's not looking where you desire for it to be or what it need to be looking like, you know, let's just touch and agree. And you start speaking those things, speaking, moving, and receive this thing and accomplish it. If you don't speak, you're not going to move. You won't accomplish it. Just that simple. We have to speak those things that be not as though they were. Okay? Like in Romans chapter 4. We have to finish off with that. But anyway, as we go on, in verse 32, and he looked around and seeing her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She confessed to what happened, what she did, what she said, all of that. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Just that fast, because of what she prophesied, she said to herself, she moved on it, and she now possessed it. Now, he said, after she confessed it and told him all, See, we want to tell Jesus what we want to tell him. It ain't like he don't know all. He does. He just wants you to acknowledge it, to be real about it. Some of us just want to go to the Lord and tell him just what we want him to know. Or just, you know, we try to avoid. God knows what's going on. He isn't a surprising God. So she confessed all. And because she confessed all, he said, thy faith has made thee whole. So because of that, her faith, everything has been restored that she spent out. Just like that. So, amen. So that should be your life. That should be our life. Back to Romans chapter 4. Verse 17, as it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead. See, listen, the Lord quickens the dead. Those things may be dead in your life, got to quicken it. Speak. God told Ezekiel, speak, prophesy to those dry bones. He asked him a question, can they live again? And he said, Lord, you know. He just speak, prophesy to those bones, those dry bones in your life, those situations, those dead situations in your life right now. Speak to it, prophesy to it. And when he did, he went on to say, and God called those things to be not as though they were. Who against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, oh my God. So shall thy seed be. See, Abraham took what was said, took what was spoken, and he moved on what was spoken. He believed it, received it, he moved on it. And because he believed it, he received it, and he moved on it, guess what? It came to pass. These principles are right there showing us if we speak a thing. We believe it and speak it, and we move on it, act it out. We walk by faith and not by sight. We have it because we ask not. You know? And he moved by faith. He put it in motion, put it in action. He possessed it. He's, you know, confession brings about possession. A little saying I like to say. When we speak, when we confess it, and we move on it, put it in motion. Put our faith in motion. Activate our faith by moving in motion. See, we can say we believe, but we need to show that we believe by doing something. Okay, you believe that you believe this that medicine works. Well, why you believe it? You said it, but then you also took it, and you are in expectation of it working. And when it does work, guess what? Bam, you get the manifestation. Just that simple. Just that simple. But you put your faith in action for the simplest things. So just the kicker part, though. We can believe and put our faith on something the doctor says much faster than the pastor or the preacher. Why is that? The pastor tell you to just, you know, begin to speak some things and believe God, and then you have it, do whatever you do. So okay, so the pastor tell you that, the preacher tell you that. You ain't that easy, pastor, you this and that, and you really have a hard time believing that. But the doctor say, he spoke a thing, told you what you need. He said it. He gave you a prescription. Now it's up to you to go fill a prescription. You go take the prescription, drop it off. Fill it, pick it up. See, listen now. The doctor spoke it. He also wrote it down, gave it to you. You take it around. What the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain so you can understand what you write, or so somebody can understand who read it, and make it plain. I make it upon tabs this. That one may run with it, they find it. So that you will move with it. That whoever finds it will move with it, put it in motion. And it shall come to pass. It will not lie. So now you take this thing, you put it in motion, and now you see the results of what you believe. Just that simple, but yet profound. But then times we just don't even do it. But God is ready to perform his word. in our lives. Life is what you make it. We have to get back to creation to create our victory. Okay? Okay, cool. Oh, my God. Once again, everyone desired to speak, desired to pray, and have a comment, just feel free to come on and hit press 1 and come on and share. Amen. Or get prayed for, whatever it may be. Okay, verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So here it is, even the condition that they were, their body was in, even the age and condition their body in, he did not waver his faith. He was not moved by that. How many times have we seen our situation and begin to waver according to how it looks, according to how it feels, and we start speaking according to what we see and not what we believe? Abraham spoke. Abraham not only spoke, but Abraham did according to what he believed. And that's why it was called righteousness. You know, he was reward for his righteousness. He took God at his word and did not back down. You know, he laughed too in the beginning when he heard it, because, I mean, you know, Sarah laughed, yes, but he also laughed too. Abraham laughed. Okay, so he goes on to say, so Dennis and Sarah wounds, he staggered not. He didn't go back and forth, y'all. Listen to this. He did not go back and forth at the promises of God through unbelief. Stop staggering with the truth. Staggering when it comes to God's word. If you can believe the doctor and you won't stagger what the doctor say, then we should be able to believe Dr. Jesus. We should be able to believe his word. Take his word literally, do what he said it is, and believe it and put it into action. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. God should get the glory out of you believing him and taking him at his word and putting it into action. Through the results, God will get the glory. Don't steal God's glory now. You should give God glory. And verse 21 says, and being fully persuaded that, what he had promised, he was able to perform it. So just being fully persuaded, fully confident, that whatever God said, whatever God promised, it was going to come to pass. He's going to make it come to pass. Amen. And there it was imputed to him for righteousness. We want to see the righteousness of God in our lives really reign and rule and show forth, so people can see that not only that we believe our God, that we put the word in motion and we have the results. We got the deed and title proof of our new faith, new home, you know, whatever it is that we believe in God for. So you got to take him at his word. So don't be afraid to speak what you want, not what you don't want. In other words, don't speak the facts. Or don't hold the facts. Speaking the facts meaning just what people say or statistics say. Or just nature of the situation. Obviously, your refrigerator broke. Okay, the refrigerator may be broke, but God is able to supply all my need according to his riches and glory. I'm not holding on to the fact that the refrigerator broke. I am speaking those things that be not as though they were. I'm speaking life into my dead situation. I'm taking authority over something that has taken place. I'm not waiting for, I hope God can work it out, I pray he do. No, I'm speaking those things because he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. So stop settling for whatever the world or life want to give to us and make it what you desire for it to be. It's going to be what you make it. Back to creation. Begin to create your everyday life. We have an ethos, a picture, a blank page create your world daily, every day. Speak those things which you want, which you desire to see God do. You know, get in God's presence and find out what God wants and begin to speak what he wants, what he desires. And you speak what he says and you're going to have it. Amen. So glory to God. If there's anyone right now who desire prayer, you're welcome to press 1, and we'll take you in prayer. Amen. For those who desire, you may speak, have a comment. Amen. The word may touch you a certain kind of way. Amen. You know, speak up. Have, you know, come on and share with, you know, with us, with the Lord, or what was happened, was said, and you should have it. So, amen. So, this time right now, if anyone who desire prayer, amen, come forward at this time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But in the meanwhile, let me do this. Father, thank you, Lord God, for your word tonight. Thank you for what you've said, you've done, you've spoken. I thank you, Lord God, as we come into divine alignment with your word, come into divine alignment with you, what you said and saying. And we thank you, Lord God, that we take it and we put it in motion. And we believe, we act on it. And not only act on it, but we're going to also see the results of it. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to speak those things, put it in motion, act on it, that we can receive the full blossom. Help us to walk in manifestation in the name of Jesus, O God. As we speak, we move, manifestation. Speak, move, manifestation. Thank you, Lord God, for even in that order, Lord God. Thank you for it coming to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. So we give you praise, glory, honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Does anyone at this time? Amen. Yes, come on. Amen. Speak tonight. Welcome.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hi, this is Sister Denise. How are you?
Hey, doing good. I'm doing, how are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say I enjoy the word, and that's true because I'm going through a situation now, you know, about my healing, and it was a back and forth battle trying to believe the word and what I have, you know, what I was going through. So, like what you said, we can't stagger, you know, with the word of God. So you have to, you know, believe God's word, you know, other than the facts. So all of that I needed to hear tonight. So it was good.
Praise God. Thank you. And thank you for responding, for sharing your heart. That just even encouraged you for me as well. So let me pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Denise. And we thank you, Lord God. We stand in agreement with your word for our situation. But we thank you, Lord God, as we stand with her. We speak the word with her. And we, not only that, we also believe that we put the word in motion, that she will have the results that she needs in Jesus' name. We bind up the enemy, hand, feet, and mouth in Jesus' name. We take authority over every high thing that we try to exalt ourselves against the word. And even, matter of fact, because we speak to her body now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that it will line up with the truth of God's word. And it will not believe, it will not hold fast to the fact. But Lord, we speak truth that by the stripes of Jesus, no matter the situation, that by the stripes of Jesus, that she's healed, healthy, whole, and restored in the name of Jesus, oh God, that she will have what she says in this matter, in the name of Jesus, what she believes, and she's put in motion. Now she would have the manifestation. Now, Lord, I thank you for changing every situation and every condition as we speak now. We take authority over you. We subject you to death in the name of Jesus. We thank God for new life springing forth, new hope springing forth, and manifestation to come forth because it's real. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for changing now in the name of Jesus. She will believe and we receive and we count it down that she's healed by your stripes, Lord God. Thank you for reversing every situation, Lord God, that need to be reversed. And her healing shall spring forth immediately, Lord God.
Thank
you for immediate results. In the name of Jesus, God, that her faith, that she is a woman that issue blood, that her faith will make her whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We will not settle for less, oh God.
No, God. Hallelujah.
fullness of our healing. In Jesus, hallelujah, amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Be blessed and receive
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bless you. You're welcome. Amen. Anyone else at this time? Glory to God. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We believe and receive tonight. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be shy. Anyone else? Come on. Amen. While the line is open. Amen. But, you know, sometimes we just sit there and we think about it. We care so much about what other people think, or we don't want to people hear our situation. You know, it just glory to God. Look, it comes down to a time and place. We just have to step out on faith, launch out into the deep, and forget everything else. Your healing, your manifestation is the important thing that you need. You need God to move. And when God sends the prophet, God sends the apostle, God sends someone, a representative, a kingdom representative, stand in agreement with you. Go for it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody is live on the call tonight.
Amen. Praise God. All right. You go to chime in. Everyone's live. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else at this time? All right. Well, okay. Well, praise God. Well, no problem. We're going to pull teeth tonight. We're not dead this week, but we're leaders. We're ministers of the gospel of truth. So, amen. You have nothing to ask not. So, just know that the table is spread. Amen. Just know that God has made ready his word. His presence is here. He's ready to deliver. He's ready to heal, set free. So glory to God. We thank God for each and every one, and we pray that you be blessed on this week and truly take God at his word. Amen. Don't, once again, speak his word, you know, because I need to make sure I say read, speak his word. Because remember this, y'all, just know this, God is not obligated to back up our opinion, only his word.
So, that's right.
So we're not speaking his word, God ain't obligated to back nothing up. We can't speak emotions. We can't speak opinion. We have to speak his word. Believe his word. Run with his word. Put it in motion. Amen. And watch God do it. Praise God. Amen. And just because you don't see it immediately, do not lose heart. Because it happened first in the spirit, then it manifests in the natural. So don't lose heart. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, and when it comes to, let me say this, when it comes to healing, it's not just instant presto all the time. You know, some things happen immediately, yes, and some things do. But there's some things, like I said before, Jesus said, when Jesus healed, prayed for the people, he told them, go show the priest and stuff. So as they went, the manifestation came. So they, when they, before they left Jesus, they were still looking at his name. They prayed. They were still lepers. That's right, lepers. He prayed for the lepers. And by the time they left, and on their way there, by the time they got there, they were healed. And one came back and said, thank you. So praise God. So just, you know, just encouraging you tonight, don't let the enemy steal your joy, and don't let them steal your testimony. Amen? So praise God. All right. Well, nevertheless, Lord, have a great night tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word, for what you said, you've done, how you move. And we thank you, Lord, as we put a demand on your anointing tonight. And we thank you for us receiving exactly what you have planned for us to receive. So, Lord, thank you for touching in every heart as they go forth now. Let them take them into this week that it'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, going out and coming in, Lord God. Thank you for them walking truly in their season, Lord God. This is our year, our time to create. Thank you for taking us back, Lord God. Thank you for your word tonight. Hallelujah. Life is going to be what we make it, as in create. And, Lord, we go back to creation. We go back to the foundation of creation. We begin to create our world. So, Father, thank you, Lord God. You said your word, hallelujah, that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So, Lord, we thank you that we put our life in the frame and we begin to speak those things and create what we want and not what we don't want. So we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Right. See y'all next week. Have a wonderful day. Amen. And also, too, one more last thing. If anyone desires to sow a seed tonight, amen, go to Eagles Wings. The PayPal address, go to PayPal, and our address is eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. Amen. That'll be through PayPal. So God bless you and thank you all. You have a blessed week. All right. Catch me on Facebook Live this week here. Sometimes be looking out for a notice. I'll be coming on. Thank you, guys. Bye bye.
Oh, sweet spirit, fall on me. If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. Oh, bless you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you really want it tonight, tell the Lord, come.